friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin breaking down the big news of the day. We got Steelers-Browns on Sunday. Shadour is the backup. We got quick hits coming up in just about 20 minutes. We do have Super Chat. You guys know you cannot just listen to us on 92.3 The Fan over the airwaves, but the free Odyssey app. You can also watch along on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. We continue to throw there out. We got Super Chat already.
I thought all chats were super chats.
Well, no. The chat in general, because it's for 92.3 The Fan, that's a super chat. But then there's the super chat of people paying to bump their messaging up.
You can tell I've gotten confused in the past couple days now.
I think most people are. I just want everyone to know you're super to me. Disciple saying, any given Sunday, Shador, Stefanski. Okay, so he's saying Shador is Willie Beeman and Stefanski's Al Pacino. No. He added an extra no on Al Pacino.
Yeah, that sometimes happens. No. Yeah, sometimes. That's his brother. No. That's Al's brother, actually.
That's true. Or that'd be Stu Pacino.
Yeah. Pacino, no.
Now, all this being said, the funny thing is, it's going to be an interesting game on Sunday. I don't know what's going to be a fun game, but this should be an interesting game on Sunday. The only way to add a little more chaos to the Browns coming off London, the Steelers coming off bye, the Steelers having Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, the TJ Watt, Miles Garrett kerfuffle, DK Metcalf's crazy, he's in this game, Jerry Jeudy guaranteed at least one drop. The only way to sprinkle a little bit more drama on this game is the idea that at any point Shadour could come in for a series, for a play, or the rest of the game if something happened to Dylan Gabriel.
Now, I would ask you this. Are you rooting for something to happen where you see a scenario where Shadour gets ushered in, even if a healthy Dylan Gabriel is there, as if they maybe combo it up a little bit, maybe a little wrinkle from Stefanski?
No, I hate any time we do tandem stuff. This goes back to the premise of the left tackle spot. Mm-hmm. When I see coaching staff in the NFL run out like a tandem left tackle spot, I assume you don't want to win. It's just counter logic, at least okay. Not on the defensive line, but on the offensive line. That is one of the toughest spots to play, and continuity is so important to having the same five guys out there. I feel the same way about quarterback. Like, there are certain spots you can just swap kids in and out or swap players in and out on. Quarterback and offensive line are probably the two that it's like, please don't. Just mm-hmm. let them alone and let them do their job and get comfortable.
If everything goes right, Dylan Gabriel plays start to finish on Sunday. That's got to be the goal. The goal is for Dylan Gabriel to be the only quarterback that you see. It was funny what you said, like, earlier last segment. It's like, oh, another wrinkle in there where you got Shadour. And I'm like, I don't think Shador is going to see the field at all. And so I've made my watching for this week and really until the foreseeable future around the idea that Dylan Gabriel is the starting quarterback, and that is what it is.
Is that setting the expectations low so that if it happens, you can then just be excited?
No, I'm going to give Dylan Gabriel the chance to win the job, and I'm going to give Stefanski the chance to prove us why he thinks he's right in this scenario. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's right. I think Shador's a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel. I've been vocal about that, but like the bet that Shador has made is that Dylan's the better quarterback. I'm going to give Stefanski the chance to go ahead and prove me wrong and show me that he's right.
I think that's what's been interesting when we've talked about the handling of Dylan or the handling of Shador or the handling of the four-way quarterback battle. You know, one out of every 20 responses is, well, I mean, they're pretty close to the situation. They know what they're doing, as if there aren't teams that screw these kind of decisions up, as if the Browns have earned that sort of benefit of the doubt, and as if it's just as simple as, well, who's the best player? They're going to go play. It's like, that's just not how the NFL works. That's like the idea that all teams are trying to win at every single moment. It's like, no, they are early in the season, but mm-hmm. you know, other factors come into play as the season goes on. Same thing with the quarterback position. There are so many different ways that guys can play for so many different reasons. And listen, I think if anything, what drafting two quarterbacks and then trading for another two quarterbacks has proven is just how complicated quarterback dynamics are for an organization. Because again, I don't think we get to Dylan Gabriel starting as a simple Kevin Stefanski woke up and decreed it. I don't think we get to Shador as the backup because, well, Shador's just looked better in practice. that's, I think he has looked better in practice because he's going against Bailey Zappi. But I think we act like play in practice is the only thing that matters. It's like, it's the NFL. There's a lot of politics here. And I do think, like, I think Shador's the backup in spite of those politics.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a good thing that common sense prevailed today and Shador gets to be the backup quarterback, so he's one quarterback away. But ultimately, as a Browns fan, you got to be sitting here just thinking to yourself, like, this is all for Dillon Gabriel. It's right there. Like, you hold the keys to, really, Shador's rookie season in many ways. Like, if you continue to play like you did last week, and if they continue to get wins off of that, or if they start getting wins off of that, that what we call an acceptable play, the runway is yours. And, like, I don't know why... If you look good and you make Stefanski look good in the process, he's got no reason to move off of that.
So I think, you know, I'm not here to tell you that wins and losses are how we grade quarterbacks long term. But I'm saying for the quarterback situation to remain what it is right now, barring health issues, barring anything else, yes, Dillon has to continue to look functional. The offense does need to show progress, by the way. But the number one thing is, you know, to the idea of Dillon could feel any more heat because Shador's behind him. I'm sure there's probably part of that because it's the NFL, and I think Dillon is very cognizant of how Shador is viewed, the faithful Shador fans. Dude, I'm sorry, just win the damn games.
You got to win the games.
You win the damn games, and everything else is negotiable.
Yeah, but the part I want to speak on, though, that it just kind of bothers me a little bit, and it might surprise you, is the idea that... I want Dillon, once you went with him, I want him to have an actual opportunity. Like, I think it's miserable if in two games you're just like, Dillon Gabriel stinks, Dillon Gabriel can't play. We obviously know that this isn't good, especially after week one, which was not a bad week by any stretch of the measure. And then you just wave the white flag on the young man's career. Like, any other rookie would get more than two games to try to prove themselves, two or even three games to try to prove themselves. Most rookies get a long, long runway before anyone declares one thing or another. But in the situation the Browns have put themselves in, it almost feels like it's inevitable that the moment that Dillon Gabriel starts to, you know, stumble a little bit, he's not going to have that same runway that, honestly, if the roles were reversed and it was Shador, I would want for Shador.
So the only thing I'll say is, if it's number one picks or first round picks or even early second round picks, yes. I don't think third or fifth round picks should have much of a runway. Not in terms of, are you winning?
Well, I'm just asking to get to three or four games. I'm not asking for the world. Like at what point do we start just completely... Because here's the thing. The spirals really quickly if you're saying because you're a third-round pick, two games in, if you're at the second game, you just struggle and stink, I'm just getting rid of you.
No, I don't think it's that.
You're through like seven quarterbacks in
the season. I think it's if you crater, you don't owe Dillon what the Giants owe Jackson Dart. Right? You don't owe Dillon what certainly the Titans owe Cam Ward.
I've taken crater off the table with Dillon only because last week he didn't come anywhere close to cratering. So do I need to put cratering back on the table?
I think this is a really tough game for him. I think that's a really good defense. It gets a lot more pressure. They're going to be able to get in the backfield a lot more. Unless,
the Vikings defense is one of the better rated defenses in the NFL so far this year.
It is, but they don't... because Van Ginkle's out, because they got a couple other injuries. Like, it was you know, John Grenard and then a couple other... like. This is it. They're stacked. They're stacked at pass rushers. And it's not just that. It's your second game, so there's real tape on you. It's your second game that's coming off the London game. I think this is a really tough ask of Dillon to go on the road and get this win. It really is. And it doesn't mean he won't
do
it.
It is.
It doesn't mean we can't hope for it. But, like, yeah, I mean, I think if there was going to be a Dillon has the, oh my God, this looks really bad game, this should be it.
I guess, but how they had him operating in game one that he played, it just kind of, it almost feels like it's crater proof where he just didn't throw the ball down the field much. And he just kind of, you know, it's a lot of dink and dunk in many ways. Like, it's passes that I know that he can complete. Now, maybe he just starts to have interceptions creep in. Steelers, they create a ton of turnovers, ton of takeaways. Maybe that's what it ends up being, but I don't look at Dillon as somebody that's just going to crater.
Trevor with a super chat on YouTube. The clock has started for Gabriel. Hope for the best. I mean, I think the clock has started on all of them. The clock started the second that you made the trade for the number two pick that allowed you to get a future first. Like, the Browns signaled their hand. And then basically, Dillon and Shador, I don't want to call them hedge bets because that feels, but like, yeah, they were like, hey, we're going to do this unless somebody pulls the sword from the stone.
Yeah, but why I think Dillon's got a longer runway in the scenario is because it is much more a reflection of Stefanski, Dillon Gabriel is, than Shador Sanders is. We know how Stefanski feels towards Dylan, and we know the not only the comments he's made, but how this has been perceived the entire time. Like, he believes in Dylan more, and he believes that he can get his talent with Dylan out. And so if you're not able to there and you have to go to Shador, listen, I want to watch Shador play, but like, that is a reflection of you, Stefanski.
Paul also saying on the old super chat there, you guys weren't paying attention in training camp. He's a backup at best. He's going to keep you in it, but he's nothing special. Yeah, I mean, I think that's most people's takeaway on Dylan, but this...
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Opportunity is the opportunity to show that he's more than that.
Right. We're just saying, at least I'm just saying, yeah, just show us, Stefanski, prove us that you believe in Dylan Gabriel and you're right about Dylan Gabriel.
And I just, it's interesting. Like, I think this is a really tough game to have any expectation for any quarterback. If Joe Flacco was in this game, this would be the sixth game he would have played this year. I'd probably have diminished expectations for Joe. On top of the fact, by the way, I still don't have enough evidence that your offense is anywhere close to hitting the ground running and hitting the hitting the notes you need to be in games like this.
I know, but then again, and I don't want to make this all about the Giants last night because we'll get to them in the 3 o'clock hour. But what happened last night? They're without Malik Nabers. They're without Darius Slayton. They have the top two wide receivers gone. They have half of a offensive line, and it didn't matter for Jackson Dart. Like some quarterbacks, it doesn't really matter what's around them. They'll make things happen. Dart and Scataboo did that last night. Like, sorry, Dylan. I know it's not a great spot to put you in, but other quarterbacks across the NFL are doing it right now.
Now, the question becomes, is naming Shador the backup a vote of confidence? I will say, I mean, I think if... Even if I think it was collectively bargained, even if I think it was a chip for Stefanski to use, I don't know what he would have been going for across the board. But like, even if that's true, yes, I do think this is the vote of confidence in the same way that if they came out this week and opened up the playbook for Dylan, that would be a vote of confidence as well, right?
No.
And
I'm not either.
I think at some point they have to do it. But here's the problem with that with Dylan. I don't think you open up a playbook for Dylan because I don't think he's the guy that's going to throw down the field consistently. I think the guy that's going to throw at least to the mid-range consistently is the guy that's backing up.
Agreed. That's why I think a lot of fans want to see Shador out there. But it's one of those things. The heavy bet for Stefanski, where he has pushed his chips in the middle of the table, is not with Shador Sanders. Let's go remind ourselves that. It's not with Shador. It's with Dylan. So Dylan's going to have a longer runway there because of that. And Dylan's going to be more of a reflection of what we think Kevin Stefanski can do as a coach than even Shador is.
I do want to push quick hits here because I think we're having some good conversations on this. 216-474-0092. I think Dylan's seat is hot because he's a third round pick and there is the perception of him around the NFL as more of a backup than a starter. And because it's the NFL, and I think Dylan is probably smart enough to know how the league works. I do think just by being in the same quarterback room that Shador just naturally makes it hotter because there's a lot of noise that comes with Shador. But I don't like... It's interesting. Like, I think Dylan's seat gets hot when Dylan plays poorly or they lose too much. Like, I think Dylan's at a real advantage here over Shador because everything we've talked about with Stefanski. 216-474-0092. We're going to push quick hits. Are the Browns living in their own fears with Shador? We'll come up with that in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.